I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Protesters in Turkey are still shouting for Prime Minister Erdogan's resignation. Many of the demonstrators are young, aged 16 to 25. Despite the chaos, IN Network is reaching out to this demographic with teen camp starting next week. There, teens can relieve their emotional tensions and bring their focus back to God. Rody Rodehaver with IN Network says they need more funding, and you can help.
It is a great opportunity for people to say, I'm going to invest in a Turkish young person at a very critical time in the country of Turkey.
Just go to our website to support the ministry. Next, Austria, Germany, and the Czech Republic are dealing with the worst flooding since 2002. Deadly rising waters threatened historic sites and left the Czech Republic in a state of emergency. Mission Network News partners with Operation Mobilization, the Evangelical Alliance Mission, or TEAM, Reach Global Europe, the International Mission Board, and IN Network, all of whom have work in these areas. Pray for these ministries. We'll keep you up to date as the story unfolds. And we conclude today in Nepal, where, much like its namesake, Bibles for the World's Moe Padidi is on top of the world. Why? People want God's Word, and that was evidenced everywhere they went, and especially from one of the oldest churches in Kathmandu.
The pastor announced their vision and goal as a church of reaching 5 million people. We are now providing them with the Gospel of John for their outreach, and also the New Testament with Psalms and Proverbs.
They're committing to 3 million copies of the Gospel of John at a quarter apiece. Do you think you can help? See our website for links. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett. He started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. Get your copy? Just call us at 1-800-995-4828. I'm Greg Yoder.